The Trump-Ukraine Impeachment Inquiry Report. Report of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, pursuant to House Resolution 660, in consultation with the House Committee on Oversight and Reform and the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. December 2019. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Representative Adam B. Schiff, California, Chairman. Representative Jim Himes, Connecticut. Representative Terry Sewell, Alabama. Representative Andre Carson, Indiana. Representative Jackie Speier, California. Representative Mike Quigley, Illinois. Representative Eric Swalwell, California. Representative Joaquin Castro, Texas. Representative Denny Heck, Washington. Representative Peter Welch, Vermont. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, New York. Representative Val Demings, Florida. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, Illinois. Representative Devin Nunes, California, Ranking Member. Representative Mike Conaway, Texas. Representative Michael Turner, Ohio. Representative Brad Wenstrup, Ohio. Representative Chris Stewart, Utah. Representative Elise Stefanik, New York. Representative Will Hurd, Texas. Representative John Ratcliffe, Texas. Representative Jim Jordan, Ohio.
Introduction. This is John Meacham. The weather was hot, the stakes high, the debates fraught. In the long Philadelphia summer of 1787, in the stuffy confines of the Pennsylvania State House, later known as Independence Hall, the members of the Constitutional Convention were framing a new government for the nascent United States of America. In conversations about executive power, James Madison of Virginia spoke of the presidency as a unique office that would ideally transcend sectional jealousies. In a speech on Saturday, July 21st, Madison argued, "The executive magistrate would be considered as a national officer, acting for and equally sympathizing with every part of the United States." To an executive to whom much was given, though, much would be expected. For Madison and his colleagues in Philadelphia shared a tempered, often pessimistic view of human nature. Madison was to write in The Federalist, "If men were angels, no government would be necessary." Given that men were decidedly unangelic, government would require divisions of sovereignty and detailed sanctions to keep things in balance. Hence, an entire constitutional structure was created, one that has served the nation well for nearly 2.5 centuries. Impeachment and removal from office were the ultimate check on presidential power. "Shall any man be above justice?" George Mason asked at the convention. "Above all, shall that man be above it who can commit the most extensive injustice?" For the founders, the answer was no. As the report that follows shows, it is an issue that confronts us even now. The presidency of Donald Trump has challenged or upended innumerable American conventions. In this season, the country is facing a reckoning. Given the story told by the House Intelligence Committee in this document, do Americans believe that such conduct by a president is acceptable at the highest levels? That is the question that lies before the Congress and before the country. A bit more history. In 1776, in his pamphlet, Common Sense, Thomas Paine used the term president to describe a chief magistrate. Scholars believe that Paine was the first to use this term for a head of an American government. Even then, more than a decade before the Constitutional Convention, reservations were expressed about investing too much power in a single man. Paine wrote, "But where, say some, is the king of America? I'll tell you, friend, he reigns above, and doth not make havoc of mankind like the royal brute of Great Britain. In America, the law is king."